Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mudcat Grant. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Johnny Blanchard. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Diego Segui. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Campaneris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campaneris for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blanchard for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Campaneris, who is chasing the ball. Verhals reaches third base with a triple. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rollins. The throw from Brian and he is safe. Rollins steals second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gentile hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Gentile reaches second base with a double. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 0 for 1 in the game. Blanchard hits a pop-up towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 1, Athletics, 1. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Batty moves to second. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grant for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Verhaals hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Bryan settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Bryan. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rollins is hit by the pitch. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Diego Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui is 0-for-1 in the game. Segui strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaals fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-2 in the game. Grant hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Verhaals hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verhaals for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gentile hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 0 for 2 in the game. Blanchard hits a line drive into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Campanera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Oliva hits a line drive into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 2 in the game. Bryan strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson pinch hits for Diego Segui. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Dixon now pitching. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 3 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Blanchard. Batty reaches second base with a double. Hall goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Twins. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Don Mincher pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Kindle moves to third. Jim Cott pinch runs for Don Mincher. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Verhals strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Plyce now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey strikes out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 0-for-3 in the game. Blanchard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey misplays the ball. That's an error on Causey. Killebrew moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Green hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall, who is chasing the ball. Charles reaches third base with a triple. Nelson Matthews pinch hits for Billy Bryan. Al Worthington now pitching. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Rene Lachman pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charles scores. Landis moves to second. It's Twins, 4, Athletics, 4. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-4 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skip Lockwood pinch hits for Wayne Causey. Mel Nelson now pitching. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 4. The Twins will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Nelson Matthews now playing left field. Rene Lachman now catching. Bert Campaneris now playing shortstop. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 4 in the game. Allison hits a line drive towards third. Charles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 0 for 4 in the game. Blanchard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blanchard moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Charles hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.